Bloomberg The First Word Europe. On demand via the Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
Let's talk about investing from China into the UK. A recently launched partnership gives Chinese investors outbound investment opportunities into the UK. It comes via an agreement between the UK-domiciled Equitile Resilience Fund and China Merchant Securities Asset Management. Here to tell us more is the CEO of Equitile. That's Andrew McNally, who joins us here in the studio. Great to have you here with us, Andrew. Tell us what's new in this announcement. What is this new opportunity that Chinese investors have here?
Yeah, absolutely. Good morning. Well, first of all, it's impossible for any asset management firm, either new or old, to ignore the long-term opportunity in China. It's a massive savings market, as you know. Chinese save like no one else on earth. The investment market itself is very underdeveloped. So we, as a new investment management firm domiciled here in London, are delighted to be working with one of the oldest and most respected investment firms, or financial firms full stop, actually, in China, but in particular China Merchant Securities and China Merchant Securities Asset Management, which is a facility essentially that allows their investors in China to invest through the UK domiciled Equitile Resilience Fund into equities globally. And as you know, at Equitile, we have a particular focus on what we deem resilient companies, okay. So the most high quality companies in the world.
What does it mean, though? What does it change for Chinese investors? Just to drill down on that point.
Yeah, well, there's two sides to this, actually. Perhaps the more important side of the equation is the UK. So we at Equitile are using a new vehicle that was established by the British government very recently called the Authorised Contractual Scheme, which is a tax transparent vehicle designed to compete with similar vehicles in Luxembourg and Dublin. So quite prescient given recent events. Mm-hmm. And we have really positioned ourselves as one of the first to use that UK domicility to attract investors from anywhere in the world. As it happens, we have some good relationships in China, and our Chinese partner was very keen to invest in that vehicle. It's very efficient, it's very clean, it's all regulated by the FCA, and so it's a structure that the Chinese themselves can trust.
Let's talk more about China now then. China economy watchers are scratching their heads today on the state of the nation's manufacturing in July. The official factory PMI fell to 49.9, but the private Caixing survey jumped to its highest since February last year. Both gauges at least suggest little significant deterioration in China's important manufacturing sector. Here to discuss what this could mean for investor sentiment, Equitile Investments CEO Andrew McNally. Andrew, so you're essentially trying to engage Chinese investors and pull them towards you here in the UK. Could you talk us through what you think that these latest PMI figures mean for the outlook of the manufacturing sector in China and also the wider economy?
Absolutely, Marcus. Yeah, the longer term obsession of everyone in the end should be how quickly or slowly the Chinese authorities move towards full convertibility of the yuan. And there were many initiatives through, for example, the QDII scheme, which is the scheme that we use with our partner in China, China Merchants Securities, to start to allow greater convertibility and greater investment outside of China. Clearly, the crisis that happened last year and the economic instability that we've seen then and since slowed that process down significantly. Our suspicion is that as the economy does start to stabilise, and certainly the data we've seen today, doesn't say improving, but it's not getting, as you say, materially worse. Foreign exchange reserves look like they stabilised more recently, for example, quite quickly the Chinese authorities, we believe, would want to start to open up and move more towards convertibility sooner than they would have done otherwise. So I think as long as you start to see more stable data coming out, as long as you don't see the rapid outflows of capital that you've seen earlier this year and at the end of last year, then that long-term goal of full convertibility becomes much more achievable.
How much, Andrew, do you focus on where the Chinese are guiding their currency in the short or the long term? Of course, we're gearing up for the G20 summit in the eastern city of Hangzhou in September. With that in mind, a lot of people talk about how they'll want to demonstrate their ability to manage the currency in a fairly stable fashion. What do you see ahead for the Chinese in terms of their currency?
First of all, Anna, we try not to get too obsessed about making short-term calls on anything, and particularly I think it would be wrong to think too hard about how the Chinese authorities are working in the short term. In the long term, look, the Chinese are still extremely well capitalized. The Chinese savings pool, the last estimate I saw was around 145 trillion yuan, which is massive. The savings rate in China's, as you know, is closer to 30% than it is 6-7% in the US, for example. The Chinese export market has been difficult. So I suspect over time the Chinese would like to see the yuan devalue further. But clearly they would not allow that if it implied massive outflows of capital. And so as long as you see that that capital flow stabilise and the signs that that's happening, then our view is that the Chinese authorities would be quite happy to allow the yuan to devalue further. I wouldn't bet on that in the short term, but I think in the long term that's a reasonable scenario.
I want to talk a little bit about the link between China and the UK at this stage, the UK where you are obviously based. What kind of appetite are you seeing among Chinese investors to route their investments through the UK after the Brexit referendum? Have you seen interest perhaps slowing down a little bit? What's the mood?
Well, first of all, there is an improving and good relationship between China and the UK. And as you know, the last government, particularly our Chancellor George Osborne at the time, made great efforts to build those relationships. I think the current administration feels like it's a little more careful and considered. But then again, our experience is that Chinese investors themselves are very careful and considered. But there is a lot of goodwill. Clearly, all investors, China and elsewhere, prefer stability to instability, and they'd like to know how the playing field is set out, if you like. And they face the same uncertainties as everywhere else, given the Brexit vote. That said, some of the noises that we've heard, I mean, Philip Hammond, as you know, has been to China pretty quickly after being made Chancellor, the new Chancellor. We've had some positive noises from Chinese state media and also obviously from the Chinese ambassador in London. So I think they're as careful and watchful as anyone else in the world. But the goodwill and the intent is still very strong, I think.
Just break into our conversation briefly to bring you German manufacturing PMI. That number just breaking across the Bloomberg right now. It's coming at 53.8. That is just a touch above the prior number, which was the estimate, of course, as well, 53.7. So that number broadly in line, a touch above the estimate. Andrew, back to the conversation. You were suggesting that there'd been an improvement in relations between the UK and China. You don't think that that's been... damaged too much by what we saw around Hinkley Point last week. I mean, I understand that there was actually a tent set up for the signing, various Chinese investors in the country ready to sign on the dotted line, and then they had to go home.
Yeah, it definitely doesn't help. And it's fair to say, as I mentioned already, that the new government are a little more cautious than the last government. That said, that particular project, as you know, was extremely complex, it's very large, and it's incredibly strategic. So I think it's natural to take a more cautious approach. Yes, it will have an impact on relations to a degree, but there's, as I said already, there's been a lot of goodwill built up.
So Hinkley Point is the exception rather than the rule from the UK's government, UK government side?
It's very early days. Okay, this is an announcement on Friday, as you know. All I can say is that from our perspective and with our Chinese partner, China Merchants Securities, our sense is that there's still a very strong appetite to invest in and through the UK market.
Bloomberg, the First Word Europe, weekday mornings at 1 a.m. Eastern, in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Washington, D.C. on Bloomberg 99.1 FM and 105.7 FM HD2, in Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2, in San Francisco on 960 AM and 103.7 FM HD2, and on Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119, copyright 2016 Bloomberg LP.